A government plan to swap refugees with Malaysia will be challenged in Australia's highest court on the grounds that it will cause a family separation. Australia wants to send 800 asylum seekers to Malaysia in return for Australia resettling 4,000 registered refugees living in Malaysian camps. Charles Collins has this report.
The court challenge surrounds a recognized Kurdish refugee who has been in the country for over a year. His wife and four-year-old son arrived after May 7th, the cutoff date in the proposed deal to send refugees to Malaysia. Almost 300 asylum seekers who have arrived since that date are also in limbo. The deal has been highly criticized in Australia since Malaysia has not signed the UN Convention on Refugees and has been accused of maltreating its refugees. The Australian government has said Malaysia has guaranteed the refugees sent there will be treated well. But Immigration Minister Chris Bowen told local radio the government could not guarantee family unity since it would encourage people smugglers.
We cannot enable people smugglers to say, look, if you have family members already in Australia, then you'll be right, I can get you to Australia. No blanket exemptions, but in relation to minors, consideration given on a case-by-case basis to their special circumstances.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard said Thursday her government will forge ahead with the Malaysian deal, despite the Australian Parliament condemning the policy in a rare vote. Australia is also in talks with Papua New Guinea about opening an immigration detention camp there as a fallback measure. I'm Charles Collins.